This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's about a month left until the next big Disney blockbuster, Frozen 2, opens just before Thanksgiving. It and the bigger-than-blockbuster original Frozen was co-written and co-directed by a woman named Jennifer Lee. She was, in the year 2013, the very first woman to direct a feature film from Walt Disney Animation Studios. I mention that because the groundwork that put Lee in that position was laid 70 and 80 years ago by the women who shaped in their stories and in their art the classic Disney movies that literally made the studio, Snow White and Bambi, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, you know them, right? These women are the subjects of a new book by Nathalia Holt. It's called The Queens of Animation. Nat, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
When people think of Disney and animators, they think typically, I always do anyway, of the nine old men, right? The famous men who were there. The thrust of this book, though, is that really, women were there too, in a lot of really substantive ways.
That's right. And this group was quite extraordinary for the era, because in the 1930s and 40s, most women working in Hollywood studios that were involved in animation were confined to positions in the ink and paint departments, where
What does ink and paint mean? What do you do there?
So these women were tracing the outlines of the work that had been done by male animators and then coloring in the lines using all different colors on cell animation. And Walt Disney was quite unusual in hiring women outside of these positions and bringing them into key creative positions in the story department and in the animation department. And in 1941, he gathers his employees and he tells them, the girl artists have the right to... have the right to expect the same advancement opportunities as the men. And I honestly believe that they may contribute something to this business that men never would or could.
Wow.
And certainly they had the support of Walt. However, it is important to note that life was not always easy for these women.
Yeah.
It wasn't simple to be a woman trailblazer at the studio at this time.
There's an anecdote, or a couple anyway, of how you like pitched ideas and sold stories, and you had to get up and like act it out in front of a group. And I can only imagine being the only female in this group of animators, and you have to stand up there and perform, basically.
Yes, this was not easy. And I document one example in the book of an artist named Bianca Maggioli, who was hired in 1935 by Walt. And at one meeting, she really has a very difficult time, where Walt actually takes down her drawings off the storyboard as she's up there presenting in front of the group.
Wow.
He rips them apart, and she ends up running from the room, even being chased by some of her male colleagues. So certainly moments like this were really trying for the female artists. But it is the work of these female pioneers that then brought us to where we are today in terms of women in animation.
Yeah, we'll get there in a minute. I want you to tell me about one more woman, though, Mary Blair. Maybe the best known, right?
Yes, Mary Blair is very likely the best known. And so she was hired in 1940 by Disney. She was trained at CalArts. And she brought a lot of her personal experience to the art she created at the studio. So she brought her experiences of longing for a baby and repeated miscarriages to her scenes of Dumbo. And she then served as art director for a whole bevy of films, from Cinderella to Peter Pan to Alice in Wonderland. And it's really her work on Cinderella. So in 1948, Walt says to his employees, this is it. The film that we're working on right now has to be a success or we're all going to go kaput. And it's really Mary Blair's work on this film and her use of color and contrast that really ends up rescuing the studio when Cinderella's released in 1950.
So these women are there in the 30s and 40s and playing key roles into the 50s. And then in the 70s and 80s, though, there are not a lot of women at Disney and the company has a really tough time.
That's true. After Walt's death in 1966, these female pioneers could no longer find work at the studio. Even Mary Blair, who is so enormously talented and who has played such a key role in the success of so many Disney films, can't find a job at Disney. And it really takes decades before women are invited back to the table. And so I talked to some of the more recent women at Disney, such as Brenda Chapman, who was the first woman in the story department in 1987. And certainly the experiences of these women really build on the female pioneers that came before them.
So You've written this book. You've written other books about women in path-breaking roles. What do you take away from this? And I'll just say for the radio audience, there was a little chuckle right there.
Yes. Well, it's a big takeaway, isn't it? Because women have been part of all of these industries. I've written about women at NASA, and now I'm writing about women at Disney. And I think it's important that we acknowledge the role of women in our industries and how they have shaped, especially here, to have shaped all of these classic films. So it really became important to me to tell these stories, especially because for women in animation today, we see a real lag in the number of women that are interested. So about 60% of all animation students in the United States are women, but only 23% of animators in Hollywood are female. Hmm. So to be bringing these stories to life and to show that women have always played a key role in this industry, I think is very important for encouraging women to be going into these fields and to be getting more opportunities today.
Nathalia Holtz, it's a book called The Queens of Animation about women at Disney and all that they did. Nat, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've got an excerpt from Nat's book on our website. That bit about Bianca Maggioli trying to make a pitch to the story department that went not so well. We've got that and some pictures from the book as well at marketplace.org.